الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله. حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات هذه الدورة التي أسميناها كيتو نوليدج. How do you hear me now? I think it is good now. Okay, inshallah. Found the problem. طيب الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد، first of all, let me congratulate you all for the good work that you did on the first module or the first seminar, the first term of the seminar, which was mashallah tabarakallah very excellent and very good. Just before we go ahead, is there any question related to the previous two lessons, the introductory and the belief in Allah? Is there any question? For yes, type 1. For no, type 2. For part talk, for yes, raise your hand, please. But just make it quick, please. On music, you type 1 or 2, please. 1 for yes, 2 for no. Can you explain the groups in more detail? The groups, we're going to come to class for the groups, inshallah. Because more detail, this means another yani 2 weeks, inshallah. I'm going to speak about the groups, inshallah, with more details. Bismillah ta'ala. Okay, Lemonhead, you have a question. Where is your question, please? Voice cutting again. This is something that I can't do nothing in regard. If you think that on music you hear me well and you want to take the mic from there, this inshallah up to you. Okay. Zainab, go ahead, please. If you have a question, please send it now. Okay, Zainab here says that are the actions conditioned in the ahadith with the wording whoever believes in Allah and the last day obligatory or recommended, are the actions contained, are the actions contained in the ahadith with wording whoever believes in Allah and the last day obligatory or recommended, are the actions contained, for example, speak good or be silent. Okay. No, it is obligatory. It is obligatory, and one who do as the hadith guides, then he is going to be rewarded. And as if he oppose the guidance of the hadith, he is a sinner then. Okay. You missed 7. What do you mean 7? Lemon head. Okay, Shania, go ahead. What do you mean by question 1? Question number 1 of yesterday? Can you explain the answer for number 13? Okay, number 13. Yes, inshallah ta'ala, we can. Let me just open the questions. Number 13. Okay, number 13, he says, it is from the al-manhaj al-salafi to be dutiful to your parents even if they are mushrikeen. And the dalil is ayah number 23 of Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 8 of Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah number 15 of Surah Al-Luqman, or answer B and C. We said yesterday that ayah number 23 of Surah Al-Isra does not contain the description of parents being mushrikeen or muslimin, but it is general for all types of parents. However, in the ayah of Surah Al-Ankabut and Surah Al-Luqman, there it is mentioned the shirk. There it is mentioned the shirk of the parents. And this means that one has to be dutiful to his parents even if they are kuffar, mushrikeen, mubtadi'ah, whatsoever they are upon. Yani some people boycott their fathers because they are jibandis or yani the like brahmins or whatsoever, and maybe they boycott them because they are ikhwani or tablighi, and that is wrong, and that is wrong. And whoever from the scholars and you say that you boycott your parents because they are not Abu al-Manhaj al-Salafi, then he is wrong. He is contradicting the guidance of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gave us the fatwa of this, as in Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah 8, and as in Surah Luqman. As in Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah number 8, الله تعالى says والذين نعم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا وإن جاهداك لتشرك بما ليس لك به علم
فلا تطعهما إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
And we commanded man to be obedient and dutiful to his parents and deal with them in goodness. And even if they struggle against you to practice the shirk with whatsoever you have no knowledge from me about, then do not obey them. As to me, you all are going to return and I will inform every one of you of what he used to do. So in this ayah, Allah Ta'ala told us what to do whenever the parents are not, whenever the parents are not Muslims. And in the ayah also at Luqman, ayah number 15, Allah Ta'ala said, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ وَفِي عَامَيْنِ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَى أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. So Allah Ta'ala in this ayah also mentioned the word shirk, that the parents are struggling against the son, forcing him to practice it. But Allah Ta'ala is saying to us and commanding us not to obey them in this particular thing. But Allah Ta'ala said, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا, do not obey them in this, but accompany them in good way in this life world. Now, واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي, يعني إبراهيم عليه السلام. And follow the way of the one who repent to me, that means Ibrahim عليه السلام. Now, I wish I had answered your question. Here on Pal Talk we have some questions. Isn't it better for ourselves? Up to you. I can drop my mic, right? Now servant can take the mic, inshallah. Is this similar to how we treat the rulers? Yes, but with a slight difference. With a slight difference. Jazakallah khair. Can you explain the question regarding the sects that Islam would break into? As I said, that inshallah, the issue of sects we are going to speak about and a portion of this course, inshallah. Okay, I don't understand the hadith on not taking more than what you give. Can you please explain or give an example of both gold and food? You mean, when you exchange, right? There are seven things that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that we cannot get extra if we exchange the gold, silver, salt, wheat, rises, dates, and نعم. It must be hand to hand and with the same quantity. يعني if it is weighing, it is weighing. نعم والله أعلم. It says, can someone use these ahadith if you believe in Allah and the last day to make you obey them, or do you read this ahadith yourself and follow them? No, you read this ahadith and follow them, and you spread it to the Muslims. You also teach it to the Muslims. When can you use the hadith on other people? People who are, for example, disobedient. When you are advising them, you also mention the hadith that relates to them. From part of it says in question that said, Quraysh knew something that Muslim people today do not know. And I did not say Muslim people, I said many Muslims, many, not all of them, but many Muslims do not know. The answer was that Quraysh knew that Allah should be worshipped only, but why do the Muslim people of today do not know that? Because of what we see from them. In almost every Muslim country, you see people worshipping other than Allah. You see people worshipping Rifa'i, Dusuqi, Badawi, worshipping Jilani, Tijani, worshipping Aydarus, worshipping many, and it's يعني it's beyond counting. نعم والله أعلم. You mean like scholars? What do you mean by you mean like scholars? I mean they say that these pious people, and they give them what should only be given to Allah. Voting for them, slaughtering for them, prostrating to their graves, making dua by their graves, making dua to them, calling them, and doing all these things. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Salaam alaikum. Why the answer for infidels was if they do not believe nothing false, I thought they are godless people. Yes, we said that they are godless. They do not admit any God. But in reality, they are worshipping their own desire. As Allah Ta'ala said, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Have you seen the one whom Allah Ta'ala, the one who took his desire as a God for him? What does that mean? Whatever his desire tells him good, he takes it good. Whatever his desire tells him it is bad, he takes it bad or forbidden. Whatever, he obeys only, he follows only his desire. By other meaning, he only accepts what he is convenient with. He must see the God if there is a God. And like that. Now, here from Rizik says, but when you are exchanging gold in the shops, they give you a lesser value because you have won it. Is this right? No, it is not right. You should sell it to them, get your money, and then you buy. You do not exchange even an extra price, extra money. No. For example, you have, let's say, 30 grams of gold. Let's assume that you have 30 grams of gold. Yeah? And let's assume that 1 gram equals, as today, let's say 114 riyals, Saudi riyals. Yeah? By 30 grams, this would be 3,412, right, riyals. Let's assume now, your gold, when you check it to them, they say 30 grams of your one gold equals this. Right. Now, I want to buy another 30 gram, which is furnished or yani fabricated or whatsoever. They say to you, the price of it selling to you is 100 and let's say 30 riyals. So by 30 grams, this would be 3,900. There is a difference in price. This should not be by exchanging. You should sell yours to them with 3,500 or whatsoever, take the money, and then you negotiate about the other, which you want to buy. Now, that is the permissible way. Allahu a'lam. And they also take the stones out. Yes, taking the stones, because the stones is not gold. No problem with that. Yesterday I was asked, what is our stance with a Muslim leader? You was placed in charge of Muslim land by non-Muslims by force. You mean that the non-Muslims came and removed the Muslim ruler and they put a non-Muslim ruler? Is that what you mean? Okay. They came and removed a Muslim ruler, maybe of Russell, maybe whatsoever, and they put another one, maybe of Russell, maybe whatsoever. Now he's Muslim, and we have to obey. As long as he has the power now, خلاص, we have to obey. As the Prophet ﷺ said, so why? Because we want to kill the fitna. If the previous ruler could not even resist those kuffar, the enemies, so how come we cause the mess and destruction to the country? خلاص, we, yani, as long as he is Muslim, and he does not command us not to practice Islam, then yani, this would be inshallah enough for us. Now, okay, so if they are disbelievers, meaning the parents here, this is a question related to the parents, and are not fair or no in trading, it is upon you to find another shop. Oh, okay, about shops. Yes, you find another shop. Yeah, sir. Does this apply to gold only? No, I said it is not only gold, but it is gold, silver, razors. Raisins and dates, no. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الذهب بالذهب والفضة بالفضة إلى آخره, to the end of the hadith. نعم. What about other items? They have an offer in local bookstore which allows us to retain our... No problem. As I said, these are only 7 items. 7 items. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, let me just bring the hadith. Now, as in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, as in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about these 7 things. Now, as in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه أو طلحة بن عبيد الله طلحة بن عبيد الله it says here طلحة بن عبيد الله said at the time of the خلافة of عمر بن الخطاب by عمر بن الخطاب he was with عمر بن الخطاب and he said show us your gold and then bring and then come back to us when our servant comes so we give you the money. Umar ibn Khattab then said no, by Allah you give him the money now or you give him his gold back. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-wariq bil-dhahab riba, al-wariq bil-dhahab riba, the silver with gold is riba. And you give silver and take gold. That is riba. Illa ha awa ha. Illa ha awa ha. Meaning, except hand to hand. Same way. Wal burru bil burri. And bali bil bali. Let me just get my glasses, please. Ya Allah. Now, so he said and week with week hand to hand and barley with barley or mouth with mouth hand to hand and date to date hand to hand and it is also in now and the hadith of And the other hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he said, the Sahabi said that I hear the Prophet forbidding selling gold with gold, silver with silver, wheat with wheat, malt with malt, or barley with barley, dates with dates, salt with salt, except equal in weighing. Equal in weighing. And it must be at the same time of selling. At the same time of selling. And then he said, فَمَنْ زَادَ أَوْ إِزْدَادَ أَوْ إِسْتَزَادَ فَقَدْ أَرْبَى فَقَدْ أَرْبَى. Now, so these seven things must be hand to hand and same way, otherwise it is riba. Whatever extra weighing or money taken, that would be riba. That would be riba. Naam, Allahu A'lam. Okay. Is there any other questions? Or any questions that we did not answer? Yes, sir. Doesn't like for like, equal for equal mean it's general. What do you mean by general? It means it is equal in weighing and it is from the same type. La, it's not for all metal. It's only for these seven. It's only for these seven items. It's only for these seven items. And let me read for you some of the fatwa in regard to this issue. For example, Shaykh Abdul Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he explained this hadith. Naam. And let me play it with his voice for you, and then I'll explain what he says. Was raised to the Sheikh in Nur al-Darb and his program Light on the Way. Naam. And it says here, the question says, What is the meaning of changing the old gold by new gold? And what is the meaning of gold with gold, silver with silver, yani metal and metal, which is like by like, yad and yad, hand to hand. The Sheikh said, معنى ذلك أن مثقالا بمثقال, يعني same way, مثقالا بمثقال, مثقالين بمثقالين, مثقال equals 4.25 grams, that is the مثقال. So مثقال with مثقال, two مثقالs with two مثقالs. And then the Sheikh said, يعني لا يزيد هذا على هذا. It means this must not be more than that or that more than this. الذهب بالذهب سواء, جديد أو قديم, لا بد يستويان وزنا. That's what the Sheikh said. That gold with gold must be equal, old or new. They must be in weighing exactly the same. And then he said, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, الذهب بالذهب وزنا بوزن, gold with gold same weighing, مثلا بمثل same quantity, سواء بسواء same or like with like, يدا بيد hand to hand, فلا فرق بين كونه جديد أو قديم. The Sheikh said, and there is no difference between between the old and new. أو كان هذا أطيب وهذا أطيب, or maybe this is better or that is better. ما دام يزن الذهب لا بد أن يكون متساويين في الوزن. As long as this gold can be weighed, they both must be on the same weighing. يدا بيد and hand to hand. يقبض الحال, he must take it immediately. Each one of them take his immediately. It cannot be one give now and the other takes it tomorrow. Take his tomorrow or take the price tomorrow. No. فإذا أراد أن يبيع أو لشيء آخر يبيع أو يبيع لرجل يبيع رجل لشيء آخر فضة أو طعام لا بأس. As if he wants to sell the gold, to exchange the gold with something else like silver or food, yani like wheat or barley, then no problem, as long as they are different. And then he said, أما الذهب, أما بالذهب لا, but by yani gold, changing it with gold, then no. يدا بيد, it must be hand to hand. الذهب بالذهب يدا بيد مثلا بيد سواء بسواء, كان هذا أطيب وهذا أطيب. He said gold with gold must be hand to hand, same like and like, and it is same in a way, whether this one is better or that one is better, and the quality of fashion. Allahu A'lam. We have a question from Bartok. Okay, go ahead, Kurt. Now, so I brought you the hadith of Sahih Muslim, and I brought you the fatwa of Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz. You heard it with your ears, and I read for you the translation of it. Can we trade two or three expensive cars for one? Yes, you can, as long as they are not gold and silver. Yeah, you can. S24K and another is 14K. What is that? I don't understand. It doesn't matter. Ah, the 24 carats. Okay, no. It must be equal. It must be 24 with 24. Because this has a price, that has a price. 14 has a price, 18 has a price, 21 has a price, 24 has a price. It's not all the same. There's a question from Paltov with me. It says, can you? Oh, no, no. It's, when will we know if we pass the exam? And yesterday we gone through the whole exam and we said the answers. Whoever had the correct answers, then he know that he passed. But I'm going to say it. It's more than 90 emails. And I have a lot of dues, a lot of things to do. So please be patient. You don't need to worry about passing or not passing. Now, you need only to continue, inshallah, the course. Because at the end, we are going to take the average of all the results of the exams, and that will be your final scores. And brothers and sisters, be here to seek the knowledge, not pass or not pass. The reason I yesterday gone through the exam, and even one day before the exam, last Saturday, I gone through the materials again just to make it remain in your mind. And yesterday we gone through the questions together, and now we have, we were supposed to begin the Iman with the angels, but I decided to also give it to you and ask if you have any question related to the topics of yesterday, so we can go through, inshallah, so that any unclear things be clear. So now, you got with us yesterday through the whole questions. If you still have a doubt, bring it and inshallah we'll tell you what it is. But don't make you concerned what is my score or we are not in school as what we are in halaqa of ilm. I just want to draw your attention, that's why we did the exams. And I know that you guys are here only for the reward of Allah and to raise ignorance for yourselves, so that should be your concern. Any other questions? Ameen wa iyaakum. Can you give an example of who are infidels and mushrikeen? And no. Infidels are godless, people who do not believe in any god. They believe in matter only. They believe in matter. Now, those who are like Darwin, for example, they don't believe in God. They don't believe that there was a God who created all the universe. Those are the infidels. Muna Kareem says, "Ya Sheikh, I would like to ask if it is okay to use the Tamim al-Miqbas in Tafsir Ibn Abbas, translated by Mukarram Gizu." Allah, I don't know it. I don't know it, and I need to see it and go through it, and then I can tell you. But if you want, there are tafsir, there are some books of tafsir which are very simple for the beginners, the like of tafsir al-Sa'di, for example, tafsir al-Karim al-Rahman. That is very simple, and mashallah, based on the aqid of al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Ameen wa iyaakum. Like Stephen Hawkins, yes. Like Stephen Hawkins as well. Alright, is there any other questions? Part of people? I have a question. Can you explain why Muslims cannot participate in ST Valentine's Day tomorrow? Is it tomorrow? Oh, subhanAllah. No.
And I know I would have spoken about it on last Friday. Well, let me ask you a question first. What do you know about Valentine? What do you know about Valentine? He was a person. No, he wasn't a person. He was considered to be a god by the old Greek. They considered Valentine, night, these things as gods. And the Olympics is also a type of worship in the old Greek religion. So that's why it is not permissible. They believe that Valentine is the god of love. They believe that Valentine is the god of love, and that's why they they spread red hearts and red flowers and. Now, and that's why it is forbidden to participate in that. Okay. It says here, what I need to do is, whoever question goes up, please type it again, send it again, because if we don't answer it. Alright, I'm going to read the question. This question: does this hadith mean that the imam should not make any personal dua for himself? If it is in loud, yes. But if the imam is making dua in sujood, yeah, he makes it for himself, no problem. But if it is, for example, in the Jum'ah prayers, in the Jum'ah khutbah, or in Ramadan, for example, in Tarawih, he should not make dua for himself, but for all. Sultan Shakir says, a brother has a mother who is part of a deviant sect based in Kansas City. Okay? They say a man here in the USA is Allah in person. Should he give salams to his mother? As a salam, no. But as a greeting word, yes. Like, good morning, mom. Like that. But as a salam, no, because this is considered to be kufr. To believe that this person is Allah, this is a major kufr. Nothing more major than that. Allah. Umm Aisha said, ask the question for general reminder for Muslims not to participate. Jazakallah khair wa baraka fiki. It's a good reminder. I even forgot that it is tomorrow. Umm Aisha Asfat says, Umm Aisha, he was a person, but people took him to be a deity. Yes, that's correct. Like everything else. Like Buddha, like Krishna. Nah. Like the ayat of the Rafida. They took them, like the awliya of the Sufis. They took them as gods. It says here, I think that's I don't know what is this. Stacy says, you spoke about the Ash'ariyas yesterday. Can you tell us quickly about their belief? Do they affirm only seven attributes of Allah? We yesterday spoke about this, and we repeated it again and again. Let me just go through the Ash'ariya in points only, in points, because we are going to take about the six, inshallah. Ash'ariya is a group that depends on philosophy, they depend on their on brain more than ahadith and ayat. More than ahadith and ayat. The first one who and he was the founder of Ash'ariyah was Abu al-Hasan Ali ibn Ismail al-Ash'ari. He was raised up in the house of his uncle who was Mu'tazili, and he got the i'tizal from him, and then he met some of the people of Al-Ilm, and this made a little a slight change to him. Instead of denying all the attributes of Allah, they tried to make ta'wil to seven of them. And they deny the what we call khabar al-ahad, everything related to aqidah. Everything related to aqidah. They have some differences with the belief of Al-Sunnah in regard to the existence of Allah. They say that they don't believe like what Al-Sunnah believe. They say, for example, he is not a body, and he is not in a place, nor in a direction, in any direction. So that's why they denied some attributes like pleasure, anger, settling on the throne. And they said that if we admit this would be giving a similarity of Allah to mankind, and that is wrong, of course. And they deny them, they give different, they admit it, the attributes, but they give ta'wil to seven attributes, the like of face, hands, eye, right hand, foot, finger, and highness as well as settling on the throne. They give different explanation to it. And even in regard to takfir, they are not, they have no any firm belief. Sometimes they say, we do not make takfir on nobody of mankind. And sometimes they say, we only make takfir against the one who makes takfir against us. And sometimes they say to something like fisk, disobedience, major sin, they name it as kufr. And sometimes they even name who affirm the highness of Allah, they say that he is kafir. So, this is in general, and inshallah ta'ala we're going to speak about them in details whenever Allah ta'ala permits in the near future. Here we say, could you explain music and Islam and how it does or does not make it permissible to listen to or compose. No, music is not allowed, and Allah Ta'ala has already said that in the in the ayah where Allah Ta'ala says وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And from people who and from people who buys or buy lahu al-hadith means the thing which is only for entertainment, naam, and it is not from what Allah Ta'ala reveals it. What do you think if we just take a little break and then we come back, beginning with this first hadith of this sister? Inshallah Ta'ala.